One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. These stories are a collection of memories from when I used to work at one of the greatest chili parlors on planet Earth. Located in the Pike Place Market in Seattle, Washington, I worked for Joe Canavan and World Class Chili.
Alejandro Anastasio arms himself against the real-life soup Nazi in the Seattle Fish Market.
Hello, everyone. Now, how many people here have actually worked in the food service industry? Pretty much almost everyone. I have done hard time in the food service industry. And like any good hard time, it should actually change your life on some level. I worked for 3.5 years at the Pike Place Fish Market in Seattle. Now, I really enjoyed working there. And the Pike Place Market is a very special place if you've ever been there. It's a great place to hang out. It's a great place to see people. It's a great place to see interesting people. It's a great place to be served food. And as an employee, I loved going there and watching the market wake up in the morning. I loved watching the sunrise and seagulls making noises and birds singing. I loved sharing my coffee with other workers in the Pike Place Market. We would share camaraderie and laugh as we got ready for the raging river of humans that were coming in that we were about to serve. And there was really nothing like watching the lottery pick for the food, for the entertainers, the musicians. They had to lottery pick their positions because we didn't always like all of them. And we certainly didn't want some of them sitting next to us. Now, I worked at Jack's Fish Spot, and that's across the way from the famous Pike Place Fish Market. We didn't throw fish, but we were famous for cooking food, right? So you could get live crab, and I was the made-to-order food chef, which my mom will think is pretty funny because I don't really cook that well, right? But you would come in and you would order food from us, from me, and I would serve you food. And my title there was fishmonger. I also had this other job in the market. I worked at Emmett Watson's Oyster Bar. My official title there was Master Oyster Shucker. And on any Saturday afternoon, you could see me on a pedestal shucking oysters nonstop from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Yeah, I even got the scars to show it. Right? And I had this high-end oyster shucker. High-end. I had it in a holster. Right? I was ready for action. That was an impressive gig. But I only worked there part-time, and then I kind of realized that I needed another job. Right? So I went to this place that was behind Jack's Fish Spot at the time. It was a creamery. It was owned by this woman. And a creamery is an interesting place because they sold a lot of high-end milk, cow milk, of course, and yak milk, all types of milk. Right? And the place had the whole cow motif, black and white udders everywhere. Right? And she even catered to high-end eggs. You could get quail eggs, and occasionally an ostrich egg, eggs from animals you didn't even know laid eggs. Right? So I went in to go see her, and as amazing as that may sound, you will find this little bit utterly amazing. The woman that owned the place, her name was Nancy Nipples. Yeah. I just called her Nancy. So I said, hey, Nancy, I was looking for another gig. I was wondering if you knew anybody that was hiring in the market. And Nancy was great because she looked right at me. She gave me the once-over. She looked left, and then she looked right. I thought I was about to get hit by a truck. She said, you know, Alejandro, Joe Canavan over at World Class Chili's hiring. And there was that moment where it's like, oh, I don't really know what that means. And she's like, well, Alejandro, most people can't work for Joe. And you, well, you're not like most people. And she's looking right at the part that I don't have, this bar right here, right? Because it's not easy finding work like this. And then in that moment, all my experiences trying to find work just kind of flashed in front of me. And though I have high capacity and I'm really capable and I can do a lot of things, actually finding work can be very challenging. Now, I don't want you to take it the wrong way. I actually like not having two hands. It's a lot of benefits. I get 50% off all manicures. Yeah, so with that attitude, I looked right at Nancy and I said, okay, I'll take the gig. When is the best time to go in? And she's like, okay, Alejandro, the best time to go in is at 5:45, and you need to remember these three things. Okay? She's like, no matter what, hold your ground. Tell him I sent you. What was the last thing? Oh, if he asks you why you're there, tell him you want to step up. And she patted me on the back as if I was going into war. She also mentioned he's one of the hardest people to work for in the market. So I walked into World Class Chili. It was about 400 square feet, which is not really that big. Classic hole-in-the-wall chili pit. The first mistake I made was to not go to the cash register. Right, I saw some guy fuddling around. He was bent over looking, washing dishes or something. I walked right over there, and this guy who was almost 70 popped up. He looked like he could have been the captain of a 16th century pirate ship. Right, and then he just started barking at me. What are you doing here? What do you want? I'm looking for a job. How do you know I'm hiring? Well, Nancy, I didn't want to say nipples. Well, Nancy over at the creamery said you were hiring. And he's like, well, okay, where else have you worked in the market? I was like, well, right now I work for Emmett Watson's Oyster Bar. He's like, yeah, over there where they have overpriced bad food and no morale. Yeah, I started shaking. Okay, true. Where else have you worked? Well, that place that just closed there, Around the World Cafe. Not surprising, that place got six people working there. They only need one. Okay, yeah, that's true. Where else have you worked, he said. I didn't want to say it. I said Jack's Fish Spot. He's like, oh, great. Totally unorganized and slightly unethical. He's like, kid, you're on a roll. He's like, I'll tell you what, why don't you get out of here? And he just barked at me. And then when I got close to the door, he said, you know what, come back tomorrow if you want to. I must have really been hurting for cash. Because I ended up going back. And the whole thing started again. As soon as I walked in, the guy started barking at me. He's like, I went over and talked to your old employer, Jack, over at the fish spot. He said, you don't like to work hard. And that's when I remember what Nancy said about holding my ground. No, it's not that I don't know how to work hard. It's that Jack never believed that I could actually work hard without two hands. But I worked for Jack 60 hours a week, which was standard full-time work in the market, for 9 months. And he said, well, how'd you get the job with Jack? And I said, the same way I get all manual labor jobs and food industry jobs. I go to the owner and I say, hire me for half a day if you like what you see, hire me. Or let me work for half a day if you like what you see, hire me. If you don't like what you see, you got half a day as a work for free. And any good business person would take that. And then he said, well, why do you want to work for me? I could hear Nancy again. Well, I'm looking to step up. He's like, can I have the same deal you gave Jack? Yes. He's like, show up tomorrow. I had no idea what I was about to get into. Right. Come to find out, this guy Joe Canavan at World Class Chili was ranked top 20 on the planet in chili. I never thought chili ran that deep. Yeah, he wrote. The guy wrote for all the chili publications. And not only that, come to find out, who thought there were chili publications, right? Yeah, the guy was totally famous in this strange undercurrent of life that I had no idea about. He was also ranked number one in Seattle for getting the best, highest quality, healthy food with the best service in the shortest amount of time. Fastest eats on your feet. And it was no lie, because sometimes I'd look up and there'd be 50 people in line. A hole-in-the-wall chili pit. Sometimes we served 800-900 people a day. Yeah, no, it was astounding, right? So this whole thing about him being one of the hardest people to work for in the market was no lie, because everything had its place, everything had a way, everything was designed to be absolutely efficient. The only one screwing up was me, right? And then without having two hands, interesting work, right? Yeah, everything, it was really the most refined place I had ever experienced. And then Joe's always barking these things. It was really a little challenging. I'll give you a great example. I thought I was going to be really cool, show up for work within the first week about, I don't know, 10 minutes early. Right, I got to the door. I thought I was going to go, and he cracked it open. I walked it. Door was just cracked. He's like, what are you doing here? Well, Joe, I work here. He's like, yeah, I know that, but why are you here right now? I was like, well, I thought I'd come early to do some work. He's like, no, you don't get it, kid. Your shift starts at 10 a.m. It doesn't start at 9:50. It doesn't start at 10:04. It starts at 10 a.m., and you need to be here on time, right? The brother shut the door and locked it. what is that? So then later I'm working there, and I start to realize he's got three TVs in there and one radio, and they're all on different sports events. And my job, along with everything else that I have to do with one hand, is I got to keep track of all the sports events. And I have to know every time they score everything. So when somebody asks me what the score is on the boxing match and then want to know what the basketball score is, I need to know. In the back of my head, I was thinking, I don't get paid enough to do this. And this one time, deep in my career with Joe Canavan in World Class Chili, he actually let me run the place for 2 days. And I was so excited. I myself served about 1,400 people by myself. Right? And Joe comes back. Brother doesn't even give me a compliment. Right? He's just walking up to me shaking. That's when I know something bad's about to happen. He's got the tape of receipts, right? And he's pointing at this thing, shaking with one hand. He's like, kid, what is this? I'm like, well, Joe, it's two mistakes. He's like, I know, but why are there two mistakes here? I was like, well, I don't know, Joe. I pushed the wrong button. And he was shaking more. He's like, I know that, kid. Why'd you push the wrong buttons? That's when I started shaking. Well, I'm sorry, Joe. I wasn't paying enough attention. Joe's great. He's so old school. He's like, dag, burn it, kid. You don't get it. He's like, why weren't you paying enough attention? And that's when I actually realized what was going on. I was just like, oh, sir, yes, sir. I wasn't tight enough. And he's like, oh, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. He's like, so what are you going to do about it, kid? I was like, tighten up. Yeah, that working there was absolutely astounding. There's so many layers working for Joe, all these little things. But this one little bit that I want to tell you about with Joe Canavan and World Class Chili, I can only have you understand it by asking you a question. Do you guys know who the soup Nazi is? Okay, right. Okay, good. Yeah, because that was my boss, right? And I'll never forget the first time I actually saw him take somebody's chili away, scream at them, tell them never to come back. Right? Yeah, this guy was highly impressive. This person came in, they were like, I don't like the chili and I don't think the cornbread's that good. He's like, give me that. Get out of here. No chili for you. Don't come back. I got enough customers. I don't need any more customers. I just went like this. I was like, how does this guy actually run a business? And then I realized that kind of stuff happened every day. And that whole thing in Seinfeld, like if you didn't show up and know how to order or hold up the line, he'd tell you to leave and never come back. Yeah, and then he would point at the, like 50 people in line, and I got enough customers. I don't need you. I was astounded. In that time that I worked by myself and served 1,400 people, when I was totally freaking out trying to get all this stuff done, I remember somebody didn't do what they were supposed to do. Next thing you know, I started screaming. I actually became the chili Nazi. A very strange experience. But Joe was really great. He treated everyone fair. Treated everyone the same. He always screamed at me at the same volume no matter what I did. And always the next day it was fine. And I remember when he asked me, he's like, hey kid, I want you to run the chili parlor for 2 days while I'm gone at this chili competition. And it was funny because when he said that, I just went like this and I looked down. And he came over to me and he kind of pushed me aside. He's like, you know, kid, I don't care about that at all, and neither should you. He's like, actually, I don't care. One hand, two hand, no hands, four hands. You want the job, you got to do the work. You don't want to do the work, you don't want the job. And I want you to do this work. And he said it in a tone that I actually realized that he cared a lot about me. And going in there, I was really unrefined, very unresponsible, didn't really care that much, wasn't that efficient. And I didn't really pay attention to what actually occurred over the almost 2 years that I actually worked for this guy. I think it was a jail sentence. So days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months, and months almost turned into 2 years. And then one day I came into World Class Chili, and Joe Canavan said, hey kid, why don't you run down to the produce stand and pick up the onions we need for today? Well, all right, Joe. The first time you ever let me out. So I went to the produce stand and I got there, you know, and the proprietor had been there. He'd been there almost the whole time the market's been there, if that's not amazing. And I said, hey, I'm here to pick up the onions for Joe Canavan, World Class Chili. And the guy paused for a second and looked at me. He's like, you're not Joe. I was like, no, I'm not Joe. I work for Joe. And he's like, oh, you're that. And then he paused for a second and he called all his employees over. And he said, hey, everyone, this is that kid I was telling you about. This kid's been working for Joe Canavan for almost 2 years, and he doesn't have two hands. Yeah, at that point, even people that didn't even work for him, they just stopped. Everybody gathered right in front of me, and they gave me a round of applause. Yeah, it was the greatest round of applause I had ever gotten. At that moment, I actually realized what it meant to work for Joe Canavan. Yeah, and the guy leaned in. He even said it. He's like, yeah, I've known Joe for 15 years. Only two people have ever been able to work for him longer than 2 weeks. and you're one of them. And he's like, the fact that you can do what you have done for Joe without two hands is amazing. He's like, that actually says something about you. I was shaken. And then as I was walking away, I took a moment. I was on my way back to the chili parlor, and I just kind of paused, and I thought for a second. I was like, wow, yeah, that's a kind of astounding, actually, what I've been doing for Joe. You'd never think that someone could actually serve up so much life in a bowl of chili. And then me, I'm not only eating it all up, I'm going back for seconds. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.